For the purpose, critique, review, the shine and positive vibes and education, Shining Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike, junior nerdling, and we have a special surprise for you.
This is one you picked out for the topic this week.
Because I don't, never liked, and never will like school. Sorry, it's just the way it is. Sometimes you pick up certain things. I didn't go to be a doctor or a lawyer. I'm
so
never going to be.
High school, college, junior high.
Just none of that. Just was never into that. Even acting school was okay, but till they get you to learn lines. But you have to be repetitive and learn. If not, you learn that maybe you're not going to get in the top echelon in life. So you got to just be content with what you get, what you're blessed with, your talents, no wasted talent.
So our topic is...
We don't have to go to school anymore, number one.
And this is called number one because I basically picked up our sound clips and our sound bites that we're going to be referring to here. The next one will be number two, and they're going to be ones you pick out.
The great thing about this is, I tell kids, don't do drugs and honestly stay in school because life is not easy, right or wrong.
Right.
Because if you don't stay in school and get a good, you don't have to become a doctor or a lawyer, but you want to get some kind of trade or something where you can make a good living because if not... If you have to do what you do every day, you know, it's good, but it's...
I'll give you an example of that. People, it's like kids will say, what is this math? What are these fractions? What are these decimals? I'm never going to use this in real life. I used to think like that, but little do you know when you're going to be standing there at the strip of... story time!
Awesome.
Okay, so I want a light bulb. I haven't bought light bulbs in like 2 or 3 years. I don't have to.
Is that for like a certain type of light bulb or just any?
Just a simple light bulb, like what we got here in the studio. All I want is one little 100-watt light bulb. I go to Home Depot, and they got this aisle, this long aisle. Okay, you can have 60, 75, 100-watt. But the thing is, you can have the savings. You can have soft white, desert light.
Pigtail sunlight. Ones that are supposed to be save you for 10 years.
Yes.
Oh.
It's like, okay, I just want a light bulb. I'm not ordering a cup of coffee here.
Yeah, exactly.
Ordering a cup of coffee is easier. So I'm like, I'm not going to be paying. Forget it. I go to the 99-cent store. I find the light bulbs, I find the 100-watt light bulbs, I get two of them for a dollar, I'm set. I didn't have to spend $9 or $7 or $5 or $8 for a light bulb.
And don't you like hearing that like little tizzle in there, like when you know it's used up?
Because the filament was burned out.
I love that.
So, I mean, that's an example.
And we don't have the ability like Uncle Fester to stick a light bulb in ourselves and energize and give light, but at least it's a funny thing.
That's a neat magic trick. So, anyway, to get us started here, we got a song. We'll start with a song about school for the fact that we don't have to go to school anymore. This is an edit together of Bryan Adams, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Alice Cooper, and then a little surprise at the end. So listen to it.
So this is kind of like a twisted sweet tea.
These are song mentions, high school song mentions in some of their songs.
But it's like when you go to a bar, it's like a twisted tea drink with a little lemon or a little shot or something that you concocted.
Exactly.
I love this.
Exactly. That's what it is. So here we are.
Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. It's a wonder I can think at all.
another millionaire working school security for kicks, but once I wore a different uniform, a prouder uniform. Once I roamed these halls like a king.
Dad, please.
Look at that trophy over there, son. Pokai City Championship, 1966. I won that, baby. I still remember the day.
Not the story.
It was the last game of the year. Pokai versus Andrew Johnson High. Two great teams of equal strength.
Dad, she's not wearing a bra.
Finally, we met on the field of battle. Came down to two great players. Yours truly, and a guy from Andrew Johnson High they called Spare Tire.
Why, because he was fat?
No, because he wore one with a chain around his neck. Anyhow, finally it came down to the final seconds. Scoreless game. We had the ball on the 6-yard line. They said, give the ball to Bundy. Everyone knew I was getting it. Hoo-wah! Ha-choo! I got the ball and I went through that line like grandma through a herd of cattle. I was going for a sure six when all of a sudden on the 1-yard line loomed Spare Tire, waiting for me. We collided like two bull elephants. When it was over, they were shouting only one elephant's name. Al Bundy. I scored, son. The winning touchdown. And son, that's the story of the greatest sport moment in all of history.
Wow. What do you take on my little put together there?
I think that's better than the DJ mesh stuff because you know why? That fits us for our nerdism.
Exactly.
I think
it does.
Titled us perfectly.
Those songs are from our past and those lines, I just wanted to put those together because it gets it in one compilation.
Perfect, because it's like we all have that 15 minutes of fame, or we all want to believe we're going to have it. And Al just told it for all the nerds and all the people that are stuck driving every day to traffic to work and
you had
not
that,
making
you
it
had
every
that
day.
You had that moment
yes.
of glory day. It can never be taken away from you.
It can never be taken away from you.
And it may not matter, but to you, it mattered. That's the Al Bundy thing just kind of wrapped it up right there.
That was incredible. That just put nerdism at its best. Wow.
Because we're talking about we don't have to go to school anymore. And so we're going to kind of break it down into topics here. You know what? I'm so glad, kind of the glory days thing here. Alice Cooper playing that.
Yeah, but you know, getting into what you're talking about, that's what all nerds being about, because you have Al Bundy telling the story.
Yeah.
You have Springsteen singing about glory days.
And you got it back to grade school, middle school,
Alice
school,
Cooper, high
college.
School, college. You've covered the whole spectrum in that song of Mirage. What do you call that? Mesh Mirage you made. That's excellent.
The guy playing guitar is Alice Cooper's right-hand man, Dick Wagner.
Oh, wow.
He was the guy who started working with Carl Driggs after he left the group Foxy. And I actually got a chance to talk to Dick Wagner over through email and stuff. Because we were releasing three songs on an EP that Carl Driggs did back a few years ago. Anyway, nice guy. God bless him. I know he passed away. Let's move on.
Move on. Wow.
Let's talk about grade school.
Oh, yeah, grade school.
What kind of grade school did you go to?
Maywood Elementary. They used to call it Mayshirt. Maywood Me Elementary. And, you know, normal grade school.
Yeah.
We used to go, we had the park day where they had like the, what do you call that stuff? Athletic day.
How many kids in the elementary school?
That's a good question. I'm going to say at least 30 per grades. What did you have? First grade, second grade, third grade, couple sixth grade classes. So then we moved away. So I'm going to say in that one, maybe 100 and something.
Okay, you went to a small school
like
I did.
Yes.
I went to Durham Elementary School. A school was built and erected in 1923.
Oh, wow.
They put an extension on it for four other classes. I mean, back in 1910, this was a one-room schoolhouse. But it was it's still standing there. Actually, me and my dad went walking back around there when I went back to visit. It's always good to kind of remember where you came from in a way.
Touch your roots.
Yeah,
wow.
It's very interesting. Very old school. But we had at most maybe 120 people in elementary school. And this is the only elementary school that they ever did this. One of the buses broke down. They got the remaining teachers, including the janitor, the vice principal, the secretary, maybe two secretaries. They devised a plan to get the kids home in their own personal vehicles at the end of this afternoon school day.
Oh, wow.
You cannot actually even contemplate the logistics of trying to do that today.
No, no. Everybody with iPhones, the parents with their schedules with the iPhones
yeah.
and everything.
Oh, that's the ridiculousness.
That's when
it was a simpler time.
Yeah, the PTA called you and they said, you know, or the nurse called you, your son or daughter is sick, come pick them up. You picked them up because you only had one phone. You were home. You don't have this phone now. Oh, Johnny's out over here at school, but he's not sick. But let's take a video of him. And oh, he's sick, throwing up. Here's a video. Oh, my God.
Now, I remember in the office, that's when they had, you know, they didn't have Xerox photocopy machines. It wasn't called a photocopy. It was called a Ditto. Do you remember? It was a hand-cranked photocopy machine. If you were given the honor...
Oh, I remember that.
This is the honor of, like, cleaning the erasers.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were given the one main sheet, and it was put onto some kind of demonstrating. It was put onto this big roller, and it was like, here, go to the office and get me 25 Dittos
yes.
of this. It wasn't called a photocopy. It was called a Ditto.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but I remember they used to crank them off because
yeah,
it was...
Yeah. That ink toner.
Yeah, the blue, dark blue.
Yeah, and you can't get that smell anywhere else.
And you can't get it off yourself either if you get the wrong copy. It's like, oh my gosh. Now, you know, I'm going to step that up. I might have had a couple hundred because I remember the building was pretty big because they had kindergarten and they had the one set up, maybe two something.
Two something.
Because they had whole, you know, like I'm saying, like they had like maybe two sixth grade, fifth grade, and two sixth grade
classes.
That would
make sense.
Yeah, so it was pretty neat.
Because ours was really small, but everybody just loved this one room school from the day back in 1900. And it was just so perfect because everybody knew everybody. You knew when recess was. It was.
Did they ever find anything in the archives or anything left on the grounds, anything interesting like that was left behind? You know, like old newspapers, coins, bicycles, anything?
I imagine down in the basement there's an old rec room that where you could go and there would be things on the shelves. I imagine there's probably stuff saved in there that nobody has even gone back to. Because since then they've built a new Durham Elementary School with an updated, you know, updated... fire code, earthquake code, all this stuff. But that building was transformed into basically a babysitting, bring your kids to type thing for students.
Could you imagine if Johnny's mom left like a 1930 paper?
Oh,
like
God, yes.
Like with a gin bottle or something in the back, not having a good day, and you find it like behind all this, you know, plaster, whatever. And you're like, wow, this is like entombed. That would be pretty cool.
That would
to
be
find
cool.
Something neat. Or somebody's like school paper from back then, you know, like their like assignment or something,
yeah.
or an old book. That would
All
be
right.
me.
Favorite grade school teacher and worst nightmare grade school teacher? While you're on it, my favorite one was Mr. Scholler. He was my sixth grade teacher. I wanted to be a weatherman when I was young. And so I knew when I was going to be getting into sixth grade, I was going to have Mr. Scholler, who was going to teach us a weather unit. And I became teacher's pet for that six-week course. But then worst teacher was going to have to be a substitute teacher we had named Mrs. Price. You know, we tortured that poor woman to death.
You know, I learned early, unfortunately, in life that the system can always be worked, and that's not good because...
Why does that not surprise me, coming from you?
That's not good because I should have went a different way, but it's like in school... Okay, I don't remember the guy's name, but he was our English, our history teacher.
Yeah.
And we had to do a country report. And we had like months to do it. And of course, I didn't do it. I waited to the last minute to do this and that. But they wanted index, reference, all this stuff.
Oh.
Where you got stuff. And I didn't do anything. And boy, I'll tell you.
That's the deal killer.
This was not good.
That's the deal killer in life for me.
Yeah, that was not good.
There's people who still want to live in high school or... It's like, okay, no, you're not bringing me, you're not going to tell me I'm going to write a report, you're not going to tell me, no, we're in that's the drawing line, that's the dying deal killer right there.
I picked Greece because my grandparents went, and they had all kinds of pictures and like neat stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything I was supposed to. And he said, you got to be kidding me, you had 2 months, oh my gosh, I didn't do it. And I got in trouble, and this was just a lot of years coming ahead of I should have did the work and I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I failed a lot of school, put it that way, a lot of summer school.
You know, from that Durham Elementary School, a core of my friends I'm still friends with today, all these years later. Steve, Rio, Eric, David Royal, who's kind of on the internet, my friend Tony, who's 2 years older than me, still core friends to this day.
Did you ever have your guidance counselor in high school to call your mom and dad in and tell them if you didn't get it and start learning, you're not going to wind up anywhere and make your mother cry? That's what I dealt with because I didn't like to study and I always waited to the last minute to try to pass it off. And I learned this, unfortunately, young. Like, okay, talking about grade school.
Yeah.
We had report cards. Remember the good old report cards used to come in vanilla envelope and this? Well, somebody taught me how to change the grade. So I changed the grade from a D to a B or C or whatever it was. Then my parents had to sign it. So then I tried to erase it the night after, but it erased and it made a hole in it. So I poked the hole in it and I returned it in and I never got in trouble.
Really?
It's like they never looked at it and it just went away. So I learned, hey, something's not right here in life. Now, I should have got my ass beat from my father on that, but nobody had a problem with it.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because we were basically satisfactory or unsatisfactory type thing. But I remember moving to junior high school, this is when you started to get hit with a A, B, C, D, E, or A, B, C, D, F. And most through seventh grade, I was a good student, but they did it, you know, quarter, semester. That kind of really messed with people's minds. So first report card comes in, quarter, semester, next quarter. I ended up getting a D, and it was in Mrs. Cameron's ceramic class. I just could not do ceramics at all. But I remember, because I had pet hamsters, and I remember taking my report card, and I'm going, well, my parents have already seen the first one. They think I got that. And I remember taking the report. It was just a little slice of paper, nothing big, not maybe like a third of the size of notebook paper that had your marks on it and everything.
Oh, yeah, attendance and gym.
Yeah. I took my report card, and I put it into my hamster's cage. And I remember seeing him grab it and go at it and start chewing it up for shavings. And I'm just like, yes, I'm saved. My parents never found out.
Wow. See, the system isn't always like the way it is. Like our one biology teacher, which I failed twice because I didn't study or anything. I fucked up, honestly. He turned around and said, well, I was in college, I wrote this, I just started like the first paragraph, and then I wrote something else, and the teacher never read it. I never did that, so what do? I wrote the first thing about amoebas and stuff, and this, and he just said, plus three, you got extra credit and stuff. So they tell you what not to do. No, you know,
it almost kind of sets you up for life on how to work the system.
Yeah, but you don't want to be like that. Sometimes you want to go to school, and you don't want to be the trash man, unless it's like, okay, I got to do what I got to do. And you get to a point that you're content not needing, what I'm trying to say, life lessons. It'd be nice to have a Porsche, but I don't need a Porsche if I can't afford a Porsche.
Right.
I can afford this. That's it. That's what happens. And there's always going to be somebody trying to push the envelope. So just stay within what you can do. Yeah, you push your limits with no boundaries, but just realize that you will snap back.
You will snap back.
Like a bungee cord. It will come back and get you, or you'll snap back into place. So just
into a good way or a bad way.
Yes.
It'll get you.
Just have a perspective of just trying to be even keel. Because just like life the other day, you meet people with money. You can't bullshit them. You can only hang so long because they could go to expensive restaurants, do this and this. And you can only do things for so long. So you get to the point you're just honestly, I can't do this. I do this. And that's it. Like it or not, that's the end of the game.
That's
why
it.
You try to find your own people like we do the podcast. We're nerds.
Yeah.
That's why I love that song because we're talking about life experience now. It doesn't get better than that.
So here's the next clip I want to play. This is a recording. Well, you're going to know it. It's Charlie Brown. And we all know that teacher thing. So here, let me set it up. Linus and Charlie Brown are in class. They're playing hangman, whispering to each other, and eventually they get busted. Kind of like what we're talking about here.
Oh, wow.
H. K. Oh, good grief.
Yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. We were playing hangman. Studying?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right. We should have been studying. But
May I say something, ma'am? You seem to forget that you haven't given us any assignments yet.
Now you've done it. Here comes a stupid assignment.
Miss Halverson, could you repeat our assignment? But a 500-word theme on what we did this summer? How do you teachers keep coming up with these great new ideas?
The written assignment. I am so railed against that. If if you're going to be somebody that hands me, well, here's these documents. I need you to carry these around on your clipboard. No. I will throw them out. I will leave them. You don't hand me a piece of paper. I will make my own paper. I am not going to deal with that crap.
Wow. This just brought out to real life. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm glad we did this podcast today because it brings out how you can be frustrated for things you didn't do in the past, but you never know what opportunity. Because, okay, let's be realistic. You can go, not in Vegas, but you can go to any other state in the nation, buy a lottery ticket for $5 and hit. And there's a story that a lady, that I was a slot attendant back at Trump Plaza, fixed the slot machines and stuff. She said she felt guilty. She bought one ticket and won $10 million in the Rhode Island lottery. She said she bought gas and had a dollar left and bought it and won $10. So never stop shooting for the stars, but just learn that it doesn't always happen. So you just keep shooting and wherever you land is fine.
Yep, that's it. That's it. So, I mean, I always like that. That's from 1969. Oh, wow. Did you ever wonder why they never showed adults in Charlie Brown? They just didn't.
No, but that's a good question. Why didn't they?
I don't have the answer for that. But I remember once, remember when you'd get it would be like, I think it was Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah. Ed McMahon, or there was a guy, before
him. But the big envelope would come to your house, and it had all those stickers in it. Because they wanted you to take the stickers off, put it on the send-back form of the magazines you wanted to order.
And of course, when you don't order them, you're just sticking them as a kid on the
everywhere.
Wall or the refrigerator. Yes. And you're like, wow, free stickers.
I remember there was one small postage stamp. And on that little, and we're talking small, and on it, there was a picture of Charlie Brown and what would have been an adult looking down at him, what are you doing? And that was the only conceptual concept I ever had of what the adults look like on Charlie Brown.
Now, isn't that amazing, though? Because you're right. You never saw that, like when they had Charlie Brown in the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
It's Christmas Charlie Brown.
Yes.
And when they had all that, you never saw adults. But you wonder, how did the food get to the house?
Yeah.
Or sometimes you would see, the kids were waiting outside. The mom would be, walking in the shadow or something like that. How did they eat? They were young. How did they get shovels?
The muffled trumpet. It really kind of just twisted you even more. In a good way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that gets us into going into junior high school. Seventh, depending on where you grow up, I'm going to say, it's seventh or eighth. For me, it was seventh, eighth, ninth grade.
Yeah.
But let's combine kind of getting into the conversation with high school and junior high school together.
I think it was sixth, seventh, and eighth where I grew up. And then ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th was high school.
Okay. So let's play this clip. This will get us in there. This is Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, you really got a good...
The ninth graders,
I'm glad I
say.
Came up on this subject because you hit some good therapy I needed tonight. We both did.
Because we're skimming across a lot of topics here. So here's Beavis and Butthead talking to, you'll know the teacher, and they're talking about the AV department, okay?
You know, this could be a really positive experience for you guys. There's a wonderful and exciting world out there when we discover that we don't need TV to entertain us.
He said, ain't us.
Entertain us, ain't us.
Have you guys heard a word I've said?
Yeah. Ain't us.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Look, guys, just take the TV back to the AV room right now and try to be a little more open to life experiences, okay?
What?
Did you belong to any clubs or sports or anything in junior high school and or high school?
Honestly, probably not. I wanted to go to the Spanish club, I think, but I never wound up showing up.
I remember.
I don't know.
I tried to take Spanish class in seventh grade. That was the most disastrous thing. It was just a slow-moving train wreck for 2.5 years.
But you know what's funny? You want to talk about squirrel serendipity real fast. I was always an outsider in high school or grammar school.
I was too. And, I was the nerd going to the library after lunch.
I tried to fit in, but it just didn't work out. And it was like I kind of got with a little group. We used to play football once in a while, drive around, hang out, have a beer or something on Friday, Saturdays, go to Atlantic City, which was the big thing for us from Wildwood. Anyway, long story short, and as we talk about this even today, you feel like the same thing.
Yeah, it's what was there. It affected you at the time. I remember, because I was a small kid. I was going into seventh grade, probably weighing no more than 80 pounds as a wet sack potatoes. I was just trying not to get beat up.
Yeah. Oh, then I remember what I was going to say. And then 2 years ago, a friend of mine, Trisha, who lives in Minnesota now, turned around, was coming out to Vegas, but I didn't want to see her. But I said, you know what? I'm going to meet her, buy her a drink, blah, blah. You know, she opened up my whole brain to learning to open up and, like, maybe not forgive, but to just accept.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now I have, like...
That's a good way to put it. Accepting what you did then is what it is. You can't go back...
No.
Can't... I mean, even if I could go back and change it or re-experience it, knowing... if could you go back knowing what you know now? Hell no.
No, but the good thing is, at least she got me in touch with other people from school that I shut out for 20 years. I never wanted to go. I hated everybody, blah, blah. But at least now I accept it. What are you doing? Oh, this person married this person, or somebody's now in Atlanta, or somebody's here. And you still see there's assholes you went to school with that don't respond. But there's like maybe 15 or 20, because I had a small class that I reunited with, and you see their posts. And it's nice to see, hey, you know, if you ever come to Vegas, hit me up. Let's just have a drink or something, eat real fast to talk about life. That's it. Just see how are you doing.
I still throw... I mean, there's a few friends who weren't in the core. I try to throw the line out to them. Never get a bite. And it's just like, how much longer do I have to do this?
Yeah, and it's like,
you know? You
just like, listen, if you're in Vegas or you're in wherever, let's just sit down. Like she said, I had two schoolmates die, Michelle Miller and Michelle Lafferty, which is unbelievable, die young, one of breast cancer, I don't know, the other one of whatever, God rest their souls. And she goes, did you know they die? And it really touched me because I didn't know these people in high school. I just thought they were snobby girls, blah, blah, blah. But now they're dead. Then we had another kid, his name was John, he blew his head off. Because he was like depressed and everything, and you realize our life, even though we get mentally and emotionally have problems, it's not that bad.
A few podcasts ago, I was talking about how there was that one girl I had a crush on in health class.
Yes,
the black girl. I kind of remember her first name. Her first name was Carla.
Oh, okay. See, and now it's bringing up positive stuff.
Yes,
here.
And I have a plan. I'm gonna go try to see if I got. There's a thing. 50-50. I'm going to try to connect the dots. 50% maybe the dots won't connect because I can't remember her last name. But a little bit of digging, I might be able to find out where it is.
Okay, my school, from Iowa Catholic, I went to school, has like a site where you can go and join with other members. Maybe you can
do
something like that.
That's the one I'm
thinking of. Yeah, that thing. And because, you know, it's your classmates, you know what I'm saying? They have yearbook pictures and stuff like that. So you'll know it's her because she'll connect with somebody else on that site. So you don't even need the name,
name. I went back to that. I don't know this name of the site. I'm not going to advertise it. But you go there. And I remember I went and I found somebody. And it's like, they got running with the wrong crowd. It's like, I am not reaching out to them. Forget
it. It's like that... song I used to love, Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen. Or not
Hot
Eddie
for Teacher?
Van Halen. No. Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
David Lee Roth. I used to love that song. And it's the truth. Life isn't so simple. You think it is, and something comes up and bites you in the ass. And it's just crazy, man. You just want to be like, fuck that. I just want to do me, but I want to try help people and do the best I can. Just like this podcast. I hope some kids hear this and hear our experiences of life and stay in school.
I mean, that's like what this high school thing is, the source of us doing the Springsteen and Nikitas podcast.
And I think
that we've
been
doing.
Really amazing how you dug this up today. Even though I come up with this, I didn't realize it was going to hit so many chords inside, and it feels good to talk about some of this, and it brings up some sour stuff, but at least we're talking this out. I like this.
It's good. And let's get into our next sound clip. This is from Animal House.
Oh, nice.
Okay? This is from the scene where... they filmed this at the University of Oregon in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
Where you see the scene in the back, you're going to see it's the stadium that has since burned down two years ago.
Wow.
I used to run track meets when I was in high school. I was doing my own Al Bundy thing in track and field way back in the day at that time. But where they are filming this, I could go back to that spot today and show you where it is.
Did you run long distance or short distance?
Short distance.
Okay.
I was a 200-meter runner and an 800-meter runner.
Wow, but still, that's very...
And a 400-meter runner.
That must have been really something.
I'm not going to resort back to the Al Bundy thing going, I ran the... You... It was... Okay, let's just play it, all right?
3, 4, and 1, 2... Company, halt!
in line. Press that line, mister. Press that line, soldier. Mister, hold my mount. Fat, disgusting slop. You're a goddamn disgrace!
A vicious mother, isn't he?
Yeah. He can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
Redo those buttons. Dress that belt buckle. Straighten that cap. And goddammit, tuck up those pajamas! Attention! At front! What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin! On your uniform!
Puck did. Shit.
Just tell me, mister, what fraternity would pledge a man like you?
It's a Delta pen, sir.
Slice.
You'll report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that pledge pin! Do you understand?
Your left arm is straight. But you're not keeping your head down.
You're all worthless and weak. Drop and give me 20!
Always try to hit through the ball.
I gotta work on my game.
No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
That's how sometimes you feel like in life when people just abuse you, like you didn't like the teachers and detention.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to pass. And you thought school was going to be forever.
It felt like it was going to be forever. Did you ever have a teacher that had it in for you?
Oh, yeah. I had quite a few. Quite a few of them. Not because I wouldn't study or crack jokes or anything. It's just they just didn't like me and I didn't like them. But I had one in particular that it was just amazing. He was our... blah 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 English, but he also taught homeroom. He was and counting.
Yeah.
He was a cop, and he was like asshole. And I'm not gonna mention his name or anything, but I did not like him, and he did not like me. And he like brings stuff up. You know, they would like, you know what I mean? Because that's just how this tall school at the shore in the winter was. It was like nothing to do. It was sucky.
I had one teacher. His name was Dan Roysom. And he was kind of the personal finance teacher, the driver's ed teacher. And I had his class right after lunch. And that was hard to do right after lunch because you're tired, you're groggy. I had a C-minus grade going in there. He didn't care. He had a lot of football players in there. But after it came around to springtime and track, and I'm busting out the 400, winning each menstrual. I'm getting Al Bundy there on you. But then all of a sudden... Hey, how you doing that track meet? You gonna run today? Yeah, well, clear. Come on, watch. And it was all of a sudden, it was just this turn of this night and day.
Wow.
The way the teacher taught or treated you.
History, U.S. History 2. Had a teacher. I scored like 98 in the first quarter because it's like you're talking about quarters.
Right.
So I got 90-something, 70. And then I said, I'm going to grab two 60s, 68s. I said, I already passed already. He goes,
right.
Oh. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, 97, 90 and 70 goes to 80-something. I can do 60s. I already passed for the year in the first semester.
Right.
Oh, I always have one of you, blah, 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 blah. And then he was the vice president or vice principal. He didn't like me, blah, blah, blah. So you know how I got justice on that? You know how when you throw the cap up?
Yeah.
You put your name in it, it hit him right on his bald head, pointy. He would look, he saw my name, and he said, oh, here's your cap. And I got my justice, Richard.
Now, that would have been good to see on video.
1988, right in a point head, boom, and it popped off, and he looked, and he came and handed it.
Because Animal House gets into the post-high school, gets into college.
Yes.
Did you do any college?
Nope.
Would you like to hear all the college I did?
better you than me, but I'll tell you what, I wish I went a little bit to advance my brain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, looking back, so I did... I think I did a year and a half at Clackamas Community College. I did a year at Portland State University. I did, I think, 1.5 years
Corvallis?
Portland Community College.
Oh, wow.
I did a couple weeks visitation at Eastern Oregon State College. That was a fun couple weeks because I was just there on visitation with Incline, them thinking I'm going to go. I sat in class. I never went back. And then finally wrapped it up with some electives at Oregon State University. And then eventually finished up at Lynn Benton Community College.
So that's like 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's because I started out wanting to be a physical ed, wanted to be a PE teacher. And then as to start filling electives, here's what happened. I got into the anatomy and physiology of having to do a PE teacher. This is the muscles, the tendons, the everything. We had to dissect a dead human body. That's a whole nother story. But then at the time, I'm like, maybe this theater stuff is a little bit better. I got bitten by the improv bug. Because if that dead body that I had to dissect with the other students didn't happen, I may not be here today doing a podcast.
Exactly.
So many things happen in college and a little less in high school, but ba-ding, 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 that just get you to where you are now.
That's amazing because did they use a cadaver and all that neat
stuff?
Oh, boy, that must not have been fun.
Maybe that'll be the Halloween story for this year.
Ooh, I like that. Dissecting of Wayne's College, PET time.
It was so, maybe that in the Sasquatch story finally.
Yeah, I like that. Man, that, and guess what? Halloween's only a month away.
It's coming. So I actually posted something on our Instagram page, WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast. It was that one of those wolves. I love those motion sensor things. Those are so cool. Because I have to go to Home Depot a lot for what I do in my day job. I'm not going to talk about it. But they had one set up. And I walked up. It was a different wolf than what you see in the video. And I walked up to it, and I'm like looking for the sensor thing, and I didn't realize my face is maybe 2 feet from it, and that thing goes, "Hurr!" It just made me jump back.
That is what you call built-in security for the store, because you almost pissed your pants and said, "I didn't steal anything." not me. It's like a hidden camera. Wow, that must have been pretty trippy.
That'll be coming up for the Halloween. But anyway, there's a lot of good college stories there. I love that Animal House thing. I could take you back to that exact same spot right there where they filmed it at.
What do you think when he hit the guy with the ball? Hit the helmet, and then he dropped, and the horse took off.
So if you guys haven't found this, go show this to your nerdling kids, that scene, because it's on YouTube, like 10 different parts. Hits him, and then starts dragging him across the mud of the horse.
That's kind of like justice, because he's beating on the fat, nerdy kid who's like, you're doing this wrong, that wrong. And look what happened. Where did he wind up in life? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He got hit and stuff, so you got to be cool and know your balances. You know what I mean? Just try to be
cool
with everybody.
That's a good way to put it.
Just
balance,
you know? Because if nobody's going to physically hurt you and stuff, you're just like, okay, you try to blow it off.
It can come back and bite you in the ass.
Oh, listen. Karma is what they known as the full circle bitch. It could just bite, chomp.
Yes.
Or it could be just nice and sweet, and things can just roll.
We could be talking about college and high school and elementary school. I mean, that's why we're doing this Nerdling podcast, because we are able to reach back and drudge. I use the word drudge because we're pulling it back up to talk about it.
And it hits a very positive, good spot, which is the sweet spot of life for me and yourself too.
I have to agree, because if it wasn't for those little things that didn't connect the dots, wouldn't be here today.
I mean... Just one more nerd fact out before we go. I mean, even though you go to the garbage dump and you found those bottles from a few podcasts ago, that in one way is soothing.
It is.
Because it's like nobody has any control over anything negative, or you're not being this or this. You can just be like, you know, I'm free outside in the air, and I'm looking through older stuff that was like recycled.
Yeah.
And I have a bottle here, and I'm going to, you know, take it to other little nerdlings and stuff. So you actually...
Yep.
Brought back something from the past through our podcast in a great way. I love this.
Quick story on that, because I remember it was in seventh grade. I was taking a class called Life in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Mr. Harnish was the teacher, and we were taking, and it was the, it was again the quarter semester. It was the quarter where we talk about archaeology in the Pacific Northwest. We actually went on a dig, air quote, dig, to learn how to do this in the woods next to my house.
Oh, wow.
We ended up finding this old rusty saw. So you talking about digging, yes.
One of those actual big log saws like
yes.
that? Oh, wow. That must have been neat.
It was rusty as hell, but it was fun to find. But it, and until we do, you don't have to go to school anymore, number two, next week.